The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to walk my way.
You want to know what the global is thinking in?
My words, what they mean.
Take one look at
Mother.
What they're pushing in Hollywood.
Mother.
What they're pushing in pop culture. What they are pushing on young people who they think are young and impressionable and basically helpless. This is the corrupting of the youth. You have this sickening nanny state that says kids can't have dodgeball or can't have tag or can't even run now at most, quote, recesses from first grade right through 12th grade. But we're going to have Beyonce and Kesha and every other one of these pop stars devil worshiping and occult rituals and attacking the police and attacking men and baseball batting and blowing stuff up with a bunch of little girls skipping behind her. This is the fun. This is what we do. We have power. We have worth. Not write a book. Not nurture your family. Make dinner. Not love your children. Not be a doctor. Be a scientist. Be an aid worker. Not, you know, don't go join the Salvation Army. Don't be a painter. Don't be loving to those around you because charity starts at home. No, be a swollen, spoiled brat woman worth over $100 million funded by the globalists running around looking like she's on steroids, looks like she's a linebacker, beating everything with baseball bats and blowing things up. This is what they're doing to your children. Let me tell you something. My children are, I want to say sheltered, but they have friends, nice families. But my oldest daughter, 11 years old, comes home singing Beyonce songs. And it's because they hear them at their friends' houses. They hear them on the radio. They hear them if a nanny or something's driving them or something. I'm like, hey, don't listen to that. It just gets in. It just gets to your kids. And the thing is, it's designed to absolutely ruin their lives on purpose, and it's declassified. This is an illegitimate government that thinks we're through, that thinks we're over, that thinks they can cancel elections like the Communist Party and just have the inner party appoint who the president is. We're one step from that with what the Democrats and Republicans are doing. But it is always darkest before the dawn, and there is a huge awakening. There is a large cadre, a remnant of people, I'd say 20% of the population that really knows what's going on and is now getting motivated to take action. And if you reach out to the other 80%, maybe 30% of that 80% is somewhat awake but passive. Reach out to them first and explain. This is history. This is fun. This is exciting to be involved. It's exciting to take a risk because the greater risk down the road is doing nothing. But see, they don't ever want you to have an animating contest. They don't ever want you to have your mettle tested in business or life or anything else because they want you just to be totally scared and ostracize yourself from society and just have a relationship with the television and just have a relationship with the mainstream media and just have a relationship with your professor on your third degree, hoping you finally get a job somewhere. It's all designed to leave you helpless and alone. And I love you. I love humanity. I love myself. I love my children. And I love this world that God gave us, and I want my children to grow up with your children in a fabulous future. Quite frankly, I want those life extension technologies for myself. And I want people to be able to live longer so they can grow out of their decadence and come together and really enjoy some amazing fruits of the technology that God gave us through our mind. Truth is, we're very special creatures. We're builders. We're master builders. We're master architects. And I know I'm going to see videos going, Joe's just secretly put out an Illuminati code word. No, I didn't secretly do that. I just said that on air. It's not an Illuminati code word. It's in the Bible. The Illuminati has stolen all that nomenclature and iconography and is using it for themselves. They don't have the rightful birthright to it. We're going to break here in just a few seconds. I'm Alex Jones. Please stay with us.
You've woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you. Guess what? The trail goes even deeper. When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy than you've ever been before. Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. toolsforfreedom.com.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs. So you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filter systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
The poets tell how Poncho fell and left his living in a cheap hotel. The desert's quiet.
Sad to know that beautiful voice has left us.
So the story.
Hope I can go to heaven. Hope that's where old Merle Haggard's going to be.
I still need your prayers. It's true.
Prince died. David Bowie, so many. Death's the big equalizer.
He did what he had to.
Doesn't matter if you're the greatest king or a lowly shopkeeper.
And now.
You're all going to get measured in God's eyes. Not the liars like Ted Cruz or Hillary. By God. Made it all.
Only let him go so.
So know that. These globalists don't want to play God with their genetic engineering and all their attacks on the family. Because they hate everything God made. They come to kill, steal, and destroy. I mean, I've always been a Christian, and my faith has just gotten from strong to 100%. When I study the New World Order, you study these people, they hate God's creation. They hate goodness. They hate decency. They hate your children happy and healthy, smiling. They hate good families. They hate good food. They hate healthy plants and animals. They hate everything that's wholesome. You study the New World Order, they'll go out of their way and even hurt themselves to hurt you. But good people have a blind spot. We don't know why child molesters want to rape 5-year-old kids, or why people want to kidnap women and torture them to death. Sounds horrible, doesn't it? Grabbing some woman, keeping her alive for a month, torturing her. But these people, all that are into this, they like the same thing. I've interviewed top serial killer psychiatrists and people that have interviewed them, the top people here on the air, and they say, no, they're all devil worshippers. They all believe they're possessed by demons, and they all have a satanic cosmology, and they're all tortured and only happy when they're doing bad things. And I've said to these top scientists, I said, well, does this make you believe in God? We ought to have something back on. It's been years. And they go, yeah, it has made me believe in God. I've seen things with these psychopaths. They say that isn't human. I've talked to a lot of top psychiatrists and psychologists as of late, the last few years, and some research I've been doing, and none of them are atheists, and a lot of them used to be liberal atheists. They're not anymore. Not after what they've seen working in the state hospitals, what they've seen on the street, what they've seen in families. There's a lot of stuff going on, folks, is what I'm getting to. And you can only go so far denying the spiritual that's happening. And now the world government, the announcement of the end of cash, and mother and father is bad, and the assault, and the CIA admitting they're involved in domestic propaganda, and all these Kesha and Beyonce and all these hip-hop people funded, and rock people to be anti-family, anti-police, calling for revolution, but not a revolution against the Federal Reserve or the New World Order. No, just go randomly blow up some police cars. The new Beyonce video, hate your man, go out with a baseball bat and beat up everybody's cars and have little girls skipping behind you, creating a Jezebel spirit injected into little girls to just be hateful and crazy and unhappy. Make sure they die alone. This is what's happening. And so there's a Michael Snyder article up on Infowars.com. Unhappy America. Will the United States collapse due to internal social meltdown? All great nations eventually fall. The United States is not going to be any exception. The article is excellent and breaks down all the numbers. I want to go over some of these in the next hour with Pastor Manning. Maybe hold them a little bit in the next. And then take your phone calls coming up about 40 after or so with your questions and your comments, but specifically on the topic. You can bring up other stuff, but humor me. They're engineering a collapse under Cloward and Piven, Agenda 21. I mean, that's admitted. They say post-industrial world, negative growth, you can't have a car and air conditioner, but the elite can live in palaces. This is how they sell their new crony capitalist system where we get communism, they're offshore and exempt. It's very devilish. Where Obama goes down and says, now, multinationally needs to be free market, but in your country needs to be communist. You're slaves, and then the multinationals get the goods, like China. New articles out about the Apple factories are the worst in the world. Forced drugging, forced abortions, 17-hour work days. The people live in cardboard boxes, and they're getting the robots ready to replace them, they admit. And the elites say, life was always cheap. Now you're seen as dirt. And then they put out media and propaganda to make us as stupid as possible and to fight with each other at every front, so that none of us organize against the globalist takeover. There is a technotronic technocracy warfare grid taking over, in their words. In their words. And if you don't see that and know what's going on, then you want to be destroyed. You've been put into a spiritual trance, a great delusion that the Bible talks about. And Pastor Manning can speak to this more than I, but I'd like him to speak along these lines. I didn't tell him what was coming on about today. He's got topics I'm sure he wants to cover. I like fresh, open discussions. Pastor Manning, of course, has his own syndicated show and TV show, and he does a great job there in Harlem. He helped with others but led the charge. They're in the belly of the beast. It's easy to fight a gangster chieftain, in my view, is what he is, like Al Sharpton from Texas. But he did it in Harlem, where he's been for decades. Atlah.org, A-T-L-A-H.org. This is a real church. This is a real leader. He didn't like to say that by himself. That's what he's doing. He's there feeding the kids food in the morning and at lunch and at night, hundreds and hundreds of people a day. He's got the church going, you know, church services 7 days a week. He's got the people out in the community. He's exposing the New World Order. He's politically involved because the First Amendment says Congress shall make no law restricting or prohibiting the free exercise of religion. Let me say it properly. Congress shall make no law prohibiting the free exercise of religion or prohibiting or freedom of the press, and it goes right down the line. When you put it on screen for folks. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. That's the actual quote. Or the press, or the right to petition the government. It's all there. And that's what a preacher's supposed to do, is defend the people. But instead, he's one of the only black preachers out there. We also have Reverend Childress and others on, who will actually go out and point out that 52% of black people since 1974 never got out of their mama unchopped up. Talk about slavery. You get chopped up and then sold off your body parts for women's collagen. Can you imagine if they had a movie like Roots showing a black person being chopped up and their body being sold and the 2% of slave owners eating their flesh? Boy, there'd be all sorts of riots in the street, even though it was 200 years ago or 100. Doesn't matter. See, they'll eat your babies and smear your babies fat on their faces, and you won't do anything because MTV and Jesse Jackson didn't say it. And I'm not getting off on black people here, but it's black people that have gotten the special treatment and the testing on in the last 150 years. But now everybody gets it. And so you want to know what's coming? Look what's been done to the black community. Now, I'm ranting here, Pastor Manning. I want to get into Obama, the election. But what about the organized collapse of society, the collapse of the family? You've heard what I've been ranting about, sir. Is it accurate? Is it inaccurate? What can you add, my friend? And then tell us some of the other topics you want to get into in the next. I guess you can probably go 20 minutes the next hour with us. It's always go to you late.
Well, I can tell you, Alex, first of all, it is always great to be on your broadcast. But you're 100% spot on with respect to the collapse of the family, what's happening with technology, people being very comfortable with their widescreen televisions and their internet systems, their iPhones, and all of that that just brings everything to them, and they have to do nothing. And the other thing is that perhaps I might want to add to what you're talking about with respect to the, you know, the way this New World Order and the way the demons as well are also trying to take over the world and destroy the family, is that they have a way, if you watch the media, if you watch the news, the mainstream dunghead media, I refer to them as, if you watch them very carefully, they kind of tell you, we're going to do everything for you. All we need is just for you to watch us. We're going to take care of everything. You know, we're going to make the world right. We'll see to it that this happens the right way. We'll chase this villain or that bad person. And so what happened is you've gotten people falling into a sense of complacency where in years gone by and decades gone by, people will be up in arms over what they see with the evils going on in our society. But there's this subliminal, if you will, very subtle message now in the media in particular and politicians in general is that we're going to take care of the matter. Don't worry about anything. We'll make sure it gets taken care of. But it really doesn't get taken care of. What happens is that matters continue to get worse. I mean, if you look at the abortion issue, you just made mention 52% of the black or African-American children have not made it into the world. They've been chopped up prior to that. And what's worse, I mean, that's about as bad as it can get. But the after fact is that their bodies are used for all kinds of other things. But there's been a sustained, if you will, unemployment among black or African-American men, Alex, over the past decade at the rate of 54%. And that number didn't change once the long-legged Mac Daddy, Barack Hussein Obama, became the president. You would have thought that he would have been able to do something over the past 7 years to increase a lower the employment, the unemployment of blacks. But Alex, here's some facts. Prison population has increased under Obama. Shootings in the streets such as Trayvon Martin, which you deserve to be shot. It was a thug. Michael Brown, another thug. The killings in Chicago, Alex, a black youth from 3 years old to 24 years old goes on routinely. I mean, you would think that the world would wake up and say, wait a minute, something's wrong. They've got an alleged black president, but yet in the very hometown from which he comes, killings, murders, shootings, violence.
Chicago,
robbery,
just a little number to back you up, Pastor Manning. Chicago had the highest crime rate in the world up until last year. That crime rate doubled, according to the FBI, in the last year. And again, look at Russia. Putin loves Russians, so he incentivizes having more kids. You'd think Obama, if he was really pro-black, I mean, I'm pro-human, so I say black people especially, stop killing your kids.
Right.
And get them in church, whatever. Take them away from Beyonce, who wants to eat their brain with the CIA, literally. And instead, it's like, oh, shut up. You know, this is our culture. No, it's an artificial culture. But I mean, look at it. Look at how you have Obama worldwide intensified, basically forced abortion funding in China, but also in Africa, where countries don't get money unless they pressure people to have abortion.
Right.
So Obama literally is the killer of black people, and they love him. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're absolutely right. And you would think that the media would take the time to expose this important stuff. They're not going to do that. They know it as well as you. You're not the only smart guy in the world, Alex. They know this, but they're not going to allow the public to know this. And not only the black people don't know it. I mean, I hate using racial assignations, calling a person black or white or color. I don't know if it gets us anywhere. We're all human beings. However, I do need to indicate that some of us have some behavior that is loathsome that we don't want to tolerate, and others have behaviors perhaps that we can tolerate. But on the other hand, you would think that the world would have become a better place for the so-called black man under Obama. It has not. It has gotten absolutely worse. And you would think that the rest of humanity, including other nations, would say, wait a minute, something's wrong, that so many black people are killing one another, so many are unemployed, so many have gone to prison, and we can have people like Beyonce who... Jay-Z and Beyonce are supported by the money powers, if you will, across America, and they can come out. I guess you're referencing Beyonce swinging the bat the way she was swinging. I mean, what is this? What is it? This is me. And by the way, anybody who thinks that Beyonce is just going to be inspiring young black children, you better think again. You better think again. Beyonce is going to inspire children all across every spectrum to act in that violent way because the media has already publicized her and promoted her as somebody.
Since they weaponized MTV even worse the last 3-4 years, in all urban black areas, crime rates are exploding while crime is going down around the rest of the country. They are putting out, just like in the movie The Kingsman, where they're telling you what they're doing, that came out last year. The billionaire has a computer program through the media to cause people to kill each other. Well, that's just a souped-up version of what they've got, and they're testing it in the black community. Then when the black community explodes, they're going to scapegoat the black community even more, and all of this sold like it's empowering the black community. This is so sophisticated.
When I hear a profound statement on my broadcast, I generally say something like this, boom, shakalaka. So and when I hear one that's ultra profound, I give it 4 boom shakalaka. Some only get 1, some only get 2. But I'm going to give that last statement you just made about the scapegoating, and also the testing of all kinds of ills in the black community. I'm going to give that 3.5 boom shakalakas. So boom shakalaka, boom shakalaka, boom shakalaka and a half. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Keep going. I'm sorry. Keep going, Pastor Manny.
No, I know you're absolutely right. And I would think that the other item of you made mention of is that people are demon possessed. I mean, when you have an affection sexually for a 5-year-old girl or boy, you're not human. That is not a human spirit. That is not something that is planted within you that belongs to the rest of the world, mainly because it's rare. But you have to understand then what kind of a spirit would cause you to be able to have such a desire. It's simply a demon. These are demons. These are persons with no constraints regarding what is moral, what is brotherly, what is accurate, and what is integral. They don't have those, if you will, bypasses or stop signs in their human makeup. They're demons. They don't have it. And so therefore, they're able to do that. The problem is that these same demons are now promoting that kind of, if you will, ideology in our schools and in our institutions, especially when you talk about homosexuality or sodomy, as I'm given to call it.
So undoubtedly, they are pushing this 24/7. And when I go out to an abortion clinic to just peacefully do a report, literal devil worshiping communists, that's how they proclaim themselves, show up and say, quote, I'm ugly. I stink. I love Satan. I killed my baby. And the men sit there and brag. I get women pregnant. And I've killed 30 babies this year. And I go and raise money to kill babies. I love killing them. Oh, I love it. And they actually are devil worshipers, and they're ugly, whether they're black, white, or Hispanic, or Asian. They're shrunken. I'm not kidding. The black people have like this green tone. The white people have a green tone. They're literal. They're turning into lizards or something. I mean, they are. We had an event 3 years ago at the Texas Capitol where a group of Christians began to pray for pro-life, and spontaneously all these women that were there started hissing and screaming, Hail Satan, who were in business suits and stuff and, like, got possessed. How do you – what's going on here? This is getting weird.
Well, I you know, if you're talking about men at abortion clinics or centers boasting about their abortion track record, you must be talking mainly about white people, because black men don't go. They knock up women all the time. There's no doubt about that. But they never participate. They never hold a woman's hand when she goes to, at least if it does, it's very rare that they do. But having said that, I think that what our society has done is that things have gotten progressively worse. You know, Jesus said that this kingdom is not his kingdom, otherwise he would fight for it. And that what he is doing, he's going to prepare a place for us that would take us out of this. So in the midst of that, not that this kingdom has been turned over completely to Satan and we have no one fighting. I'm certainly fighting every day. I'm in what I believe the capital of Satan's kingdom here in New York City, in Harlem, in liberal New York City, first of all, and Harlem, New York, second of all, which is largely, if you will, African-American or black, and those spirits are still around. But what we have to notice as technology has advanced, at some degree as life sciences have advanced, to some degree as a better lifestyle has advanced across the planet, evil has also advanced. And that's the thing that people aren't keeping account on. I mean, Alex, churches are now, at least what used to be pastoral churches, have dumbed down. They don't preach the strength of the gospel. I mean, you're a better pastor than the most popular pastor in America right now, simply because you just speak the truth of the Bible and you're not looking to hoodwink anybody. We're in a terrible state of affairs. And Alex, it has the potential to get worse unless we can put our powers together and try to bring truth and light. But we got some mighty giants that need to come down in order to be able to do that. The media is one of them.
How do we get people out of their trance? Because the Bible talks about a great delusion, and most people really are, even if they're half informed, they're still plugged into TV and movies, and they just are kind of like, yeah, I know that's going on, but, you know, it's all just going to collapse. Don't they get, when it collapses, they're in trouble? Don't they have any instinct to not have known evil that's after our families, to even protect our kids?
You know, it's an excellent question, and I'm not sure I've got the answer. I do know this, the observation is that most people are complacent right now. And as I spoke earlier, there are some people saying, well, we'll go out and we'll solve the problem for you. You just sit back and support us in whatever way you can. And I think one of the things that's got America following Donald Trump so tenaciously is because Donald is actually speaking a truth to the powers, to the circumstances that is, if you will, sucking the lifeblood out of all
that
of us.
That was my next question. What do you make of the Trump phenomenon? You've been supporting him for over a year. You've met him, met with him several times with other groups of pastors. Where do you think it's really going? And what do you make of the open stealing of the delegates that they've never done before, and they're just acting like it's normal, and Hillary's doing it too on the other side? I'm seeing unprecedented things happening right now.
Well, you know, with respect to the delegates, it's appalling, and that's a word perhaps I'd prefer not to use. It's outrageous. But what they're saying to us and what Donald is opening up, and we're able to see now, that the popular vote or your vote does not count if a delegate wishes to negate your vote and put someone in who you did not vote for in any given state under the what so-called brokered convention situation, both the Democrat and the Republican convention. So Americans ought to be up in arms over that. We need a new system. Donald is challenging it. He's bringing it to light. He's got them all running like a bunch of rats from a sinking ship because the light is being brought to this. On the other hand, I think that Donald himself, I think that, you know, he, as I said earlier, he's doing a great job of bringing to light what's happening, but he's also challenging the system in such a way. I believe in him. I think he's got a great shot at taking the presidency, but he's still a long way from accomplishing that because there's so many forces arrayed against him. And we just need to get more people excited about what he is doing, what he is saying, and to recognize that there are powers that just want to stop him. Listen, I mean, the Koch brothers said the other day, if I'm not misquoting them, that they would potentially rather see Hillary Clinton.
That's right. I never played that clip yesterday. In fact, I can dig it out. I had that clip. I meant to play it yesterday on the Sunday show. He said, yeah, no, we're looking at supporting Hillary over him.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I always get accused of getting money from them. I never gotten a dime from them. And then now here they are going after Donald Trump. I mean, I'm sick of the left claiming anybody that's pro-gun gets money from the Koch brothers. Those guys are Democrats.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add NewHarvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
In today's world, abortion supporters routinely attend pro-life rallies and attempt to bully activists. If you have a problem and need a smelly group of commie devil worshippers, maybe you can call the A-Team.
And how many did I adopt? I kill my kids.
Hey, we saw your Facebook with your communist hammer and sickle. That's pretty cool, man. Is that you on the Facebook? Is there a Facebook page of you with a hammer and sickle?
I don't think so.
I don't have children. I love Satan. How do you get your abortion paid for?
I pay for them.
I thought you said
how many did you pay for?
Upwards of 50.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You piece of
bunch of misogynist motherfuckers. Take your male privilege somewhere else.
Stop it, you being aggressive.
I'm being aggressive.
One, two, three.
Wow! Watch out!
These destined guys that attack Alex Jones.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We're going to be opening the phones up for your questions or comments for Pastor Manning here, Pastor James David Manning, atlah.org, A-T-L-A-H.org, a major beachhead of liberty and anti-New World Order patriotism in Harlem for decades, having a huge effect, frequent guest here on the show, atlah.org. Opening the phones up. Anybody wants to call, long-time caller, first-time caller, agree, disagree, have a question, have a comment, 800-259-9231. But I did ask you to give me your view on the globalist plan to collapse society now being out in the open, and how do we wake up the zombies? 800-259-9231. And what do we do about the CIA admitting they're funding the stuff we see on the NFL, like Beyonce saying attack the police or attack your man? Or I mean, isn't it obvious this is to screw us over? And they make a movie like The Kingsman that's, by the way, excellent, in that it's a group of billionaires that are going to basically put out a signal over the TVs to make everybody kill each other. And that's a metaphor for what the culture they're pushing is doing. And my God, there isn't a lot of gun crime around the country unless you're in Chicago, New York, or D.C., where they've disarmed the people. And then it's the highest crime rate you can imagine. We're going back to Pastor Manning of Atla here in just a moment. I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.com. If you just joined us, I just started thinking about this a few weeks ago. I mean, we've been promoting high-quality, affordable food for a long time. It's insurance policy you can eat. I hope you never need it. But I was saying, things are so serious. The globalists are gearing up for so much collapse. So many billionaires are moving to armored redoubts. They admit we're sitting on top of the biggest bubble ever. Police departments and governmental institutions are hoarding food and weapons. That this is insurance you can eat, so you can always get it back. Food prices are going up. You can get these really tasty, high-quality meals and eat them in 2-3 years. You know, when food prices have gone up, they already have. That's where the real inflation is. We only do this special a few times a year. InfoWars selects the highest quality, powered by Mad Patriot Supply. I'm able to sell it for the lowest prices out there when it's regularly retail because we do a private label deal. And we have the widest selection, everything they offer. We have their whole catalog right next to ours. It's the same food, different label, at InfoWarsStore.com. Super high quality, and the little bit of profit we make helps fund the operation. Hopefully it's a large profit because we get so many people to buy it because it's such a good deal. That's my plan. And then I can fund my dozens of reporters and crew and all over the country and the world, covering everything from Bilderberg we're going to this year in Germany to the RNC, the DNC. I mean, you see our reporters in the field every week. You see our articles breaking through and then changing the narrative on a daily basis. That's because you're funding this liberty movement with your dollars and getting high-quality nutraceuticals, high-quality affordable foods, Hillary for President shirts, now Make America Free Again hats that look like the Trump, you know, hat your granddaddy wore. Those are back in style. And so we've got those on the back of the Gadsden Snake. Don't tread on me, Infowars.com. Those are also available now at InfoWarsStore.com. And lastly, Supermel Vitality will sell out in the next few days. We'll take advantage of that. All new DNA Force has been sold out for months. It's now back in stock. It's amazing. Ultra powerful Secret 12 vitamin B12 is back. Big studies out last week on autism and schizophrenia and mental illness due to non-uptake of vitamin B12 in the gut due to gut flora problems, something we told you with doctors years ago. This goes under the tongue, folks. Higher absorption rate. And quite frankly, it's better than a cup of coffee when I got to work at, like, say, 10 o'clock at night. But then I can go to sleep anytime I want. So that and more, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget to sign up for our free newsletter where you don't just get exclusive videos and articles and things at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We already put promo codes in there once a week for 10% off, 20% off, 30% off for folks that are InfoWars insiders. I've now said every day, we will have items discounted 30% every day. One item. Now, there'll always be stuff in there, other specials, 10% off this, 10% off that, because Anthroplex has been sold out for over a month. It's coming back in. I'm not going to discount it that big, but the newsletter, it'll be discounted 10%. It's already here, but we're going to start that Wednesday. That's just how we do this free market. We don't have big establishment sponsors. We're doing something outside the box, and even mainstream media admits InfoWars is cutting edge. Beck has copied us. Everybody else is copying us. That's fine with me. I'm trying to fund a peaceful restoration of our republic against this globalist satanic revolution. Now, getting back to Manning, though, I want to be able to get into where he sees Trump going, where he sees the election, Obama lecturing England not to get out of the EU that makes most of their laws, where he sees the awakening going, and then I want to go to some phone calls for Pastor Manning. But first, Pastor Manning, how do folks stay in contact with you? How do they listen to your show? How do they watch your show? And how do they support the great work you're doing up there toe-to-toe with Al Sharpton?
Well, the best way to do that is to go to our website at otla.org. That way we're accessible anywhere at any time. And all the information about what we do, how we do it, and how often we do it is available there at our website at otlah.org. That's A-T-L-A-H.org. But, Alex, did I hear you say that you have T-shirts, Hillary for prison? Is that what I heard you say?
Absolutely. We're saying that she needs to go to prison, and they're even Senator Grassley says the FBI is going to leak the file if the Justice Department doesn't move to indict.
Well, Donald Trump has said that, you know, she's being protected and that she should be exposed and criminally punished, or at least prosecuted for what she has done. And I think that seeing where I see this campaign going, I can't imagine the Republican people being crazy enough to throw away the millions of new voters that Donald has brought, Mr. Trump has brought to the process, and moreover, upset the Republican Party as it is. I think they got to let him have the nomination. I think they got to do it. And so if he does, it's going to be between Hillary and Donald Trump. But on the other hand, I think Donald Trump would probably love to have those T-shirts of Hillary for prison, because he's not ashamed of saying that she, you know, both on Benghazi and also on the email scandal, that she has lied, that there's criminal activity smoldering there that's being covered with a wet blanket by the Obama administration. So I didn't know you had T-shirts that said Hillary for prison. It's a very catchy. I mean, I almost thought you said Hillary for president. I said, Alex can't be promoting Hillary for president. And I realized it's Hillary for prison. And that's a very catchy phrase. So I'd imagine he'd want to have access to those, some of his surrogates at the very least, should they be the general election be between the two of them.
Well, think about what we're being asked to do. They're suspending elections, basically, to a certain, they're trying to, like the Central Committee in China or Russia did, where the party appoints who can either run for president or who the president is. In the case of China, they just say, here, you're the president. In Russia, the Central Committee and Politburo would decide who could run. But still, it's from a stable of horses that are already owned, so you know that it's rigged. But now we have Hillary openly lying about Benghazi. It turned out her staff were ordered to destroy the emails and hide them. She's been caught absconding. She's been caught in obstruction of justice. She's caught red-handed, 1,000 times worse than Petraeus, had a few things in his file cabinet. And now the Democrats just say, we don't care. Imagine if she gets in, they're going to back her committing any crime.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And the powers that be, or the present administration, has to be also very concerned about anything that Hillary would be guilty of, because in many ways they're just equally as guilty as she is. And in fact, the entire Benghazi event, Obama was at the head of it no matter what. And Hillary actually is covering up for him of what took place on that night and prior to what took place at Benghazi, with whether or not they needed more security staff at the embassy there or at the headquarters where this event took place. Obama understands that. Susan Rice understands that clearly. I think the Supreme Court justices all understand it, but nobody's going to do anything about it, including the media. They all know that Obama was involved in the process. And it goes back to Fast and Furious, Alex, with the gun running and the supplying of weapons to the, if you will, so-called terrorists that Obama will not refer to as terrorists. And that's what that was all about. That was a shut. That was what took place out in Ohio this weekend with the shooting of those 8 persons at that pot growing land area out there in Pikeville or whatever it was, Ohio. It was a shutdown of the gun running operation there in Benghazi. And the officers there and the diplomat there had to be killed to stop that information from flowing to the American people.
That's right. And that's come out. And then if no one gets in trouble, it's a whole new level. And to their credit, that's what the FBI now understands, the new director. I'm not lionizing them, but they've done some better moves. They're saying, look, you have to indict her. We've got to go public or the whole system's discredited because she's committed these crimes just out in the open. Do you think she'll be indicted?
No, absolutely not. No way. No possible way. And not just her, Alex. We have to look carefully at the delegate distribution and choosing of the politicians or presidents, as you made mention of in Russia and in China. But we also have to understand that once you reach the level anywhere near the White House in terms of leadership, you can murder people with impunity. You can do just about anything you want to do with impunity. You look at the big banks here in America. With all the criminal activity, with the money laundering that's going on, with the mortgage foreclosure, taking poor people's homes, jacking up rates, bundling mortgages and selling them and raising rates.
Taking houses they never even owned.
Yeah, and no banker has ever been prosecuted, Alex. No banker has ever
been prosecuted. So it's just above the law hubris, but exactly. Go ahead, yeah. Sorry.
So, I was just about complete, but you would have to think there's something wrong with our system where that kind of illegality can go on. Look at HSBC Bank laundering literally billions of dollars in drug money and every other kind of money, offshore accounts that are being managed by big banks, and they are sucking the lifeblood with the interest procedures that they use on people, regularly poor people, but collapsing, foreclosing people's homes, putting them out in the streets, creating a homeless epidemic here in New York City, and yet not one case has gone to the court. I mean, people have got to be out of their minds to think this is equal justice in America, but that's how that's happening. And worse, you can kill people if you're in the presidential sure. entourage.
I want to go to some phone calls, Pastor Manning, but I wanted to ask you briefly, joining us from the Otla World Center there in Harlem, there in New York, otla.org. James David Manning's our guest. I'm Alex Jones. If you just tuned into us on the radio, we're simulcasting on television at Infowars.com/show, where you can find the free podcast, Droid apps, Apple apps, everything, Infowars.com/show. Please send that link out to everybody you know. You are the real power, viewers and listeners. Please never forget that. Doing everything they can with all these different platforms, Facebook, Google, Twitter, to try to restrict and siphon down how we can reach out. They want us on their platforms. They want to be able to control it and manipulate it so that we don't go build our own systems. Now, we know that. We still know how to get around them because of you. But for most people, they don't know they're on these platforms being controlled. We know it. But we're going into enemy territory to send emergency transmissions, like a pirate radio station in the Cold War. And we fully understand that they're going to try to jam us, is the point. But getting back to this past, I want to go to calls. I remember you coming on about a year before Obama got elected, and you were basically implying that he could be the Antichrist. I know the Bible says there are many antichrists. There's an antichrist spirit building towards the final antichrist. And when you study history, you realize that it is like a spirit. It's a system. These people are like the same. They just get more advanced. The technology gets more advanced. But then I saw him go to Cairo, his first speech, and speak perfect Arabic, and they were all blown away. They said he was better than people in that country. Even the accent was Egyptian. Everybody was blown away. He's been anti-Christian. He won't let Christian refugees out. Makes jokes about it, attacks Christians on Easter, has flies always landing on him, is involved in every evil you can imagine, persecuting black people, especially like he wants to destroy them all over the world, making sure they get killed and aborted.
You got that right.
So, more and more, he really is a demonic creature. His wife is demonic. They don't act or look like any black people I've ever known, or any people for that matter. They just are weird. And like, we got to eat what she says, and schools are fine, and we don't do what she says, and it's just really weird. Who are these people? Who is Obama?
Well, you know, I've gone ahead and advanced Obama as the son of Satan. He's not just an evil person. He is indeed the if you will, the emissary for Satan himself. He's the son of Satan, and because no one, Alex, has brought the amount, a level of evil to this planet. I mean, I know Mao Zedong killed 60 million. I know that Lenin killed a whole lot of people as well. And that was indeed rank evil. But they didn't bring necessarily the kind of spiritual evil that Obama has brought. And we will not see the lasting effect of the evil of Mao or Hitler.
I want to say this, though. He did herald, and then Kissinger, after you said that, said he's going to bring in the New World Order. He's the one. And when he goes to the UN, all the leaders, they're like worshiping. And it's how they act towards him that's weird.
Well, Alex, imagine this. Imagine this, where the New World Order comes into being, led by Obama, where he's able to bring in evil. He's able to flip the script, the biblical script. He's able to flip the family script. He's able to take the family script that was a husband and a wife with children. He's able to flip that now and make it two men or two women. He's able to flip the biblical script about how we are to treat one another, what's right, what's justice, what's law, what's lies, what's true. He's able to completely flip that script. And we're now living in a world where the opposite of what we lived in for quite so long is now the norm. That's exactly where we're going at present. All you have to do is read the tea leaves. All you have to do is see where we've come from, and especially under his leadership.
Well, I'll say this. They launched their next wave operation with Obama. Everything launched with him. So whether he's definitely a precursor. I do now see what you're talking about. He is like a demonic entity. I agree with you.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at the Catholic Church.
Look at this Pope is uncloaked all of a sudden and is like a demon.
Yeah, so we have to be aware of the fact that I've taught that Satan has nowhere to go. He has nothing to offer people except this kingdom. He doesn't have a heaven to offer people. So Satan's main tool that he offers people is not, a mansion in the sky or an eternal life. He offers people power. He offers people talent. For instance, somebody like Prince, who recently committed suicide or whatever it is he does. Satan offers things within this kingdom. And Alex, if we focus on that, then we can see clearly what Almighty God offers people.
Stay there. It's amazing. And by the way, Prince talked to Mankell before he died and said he was a listener and it was actually didn't like all the Satanism and stuff. I'll get your take on that straight ahead. Stay with us.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Future returns not indicative of future results.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Man thinks, cause he rules the earth, he can do with it as he pleases. And if things don't change things, he will. For man is invincible. did you zoom? First step was touching the moon. Now there's a woman.
Whether you believe in God or not, you look at what the world government is building. You look how they're going after cash, the family. It's everything that's in the Bible. And we're going to be taking your phone calls for 15 minutes the next hour. The Pastor Manning's going to leave us. Terry, David, Marshall, Flo Key, Paula, and others. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Now, most talk shows plug every segment, and I know why. That's where the real advertising is, not just during the ads. It's how talk radio tries to stay alive. I used to plug once an hour. I've been plugging a little bit more. Because we got some shortfalls with all the reporters out in the field and the DNC, the RNC, Bilderberg coming up. We've got to cover it. It's very expensive. Even staying in the cheaper places because you know, they can gouge you for stuff like that. So, when you buy the products, you're supporting the tip of the spear. Infowarsstore.com, 10% off when you sign up for auto ship. Cancel anytime. Free shipping on orders, $50 or more. We've got a huge sale going on storable food, the highest quality, 30-40% off right now. Pastor Manning's our guest. I want to get one of the calls in a moment, then 15 minutes in the next hour, and he's got to go. But Pastor Manning, finishing up on the spiritual nature of this, I've been to Bohemian Grove. I've covered Skull and Bones. I've experienced it. You know, quite frankly, when I was 7, 8 years old, I was kind of rolling my eyes in church a little bit. But by the time I was 13, 14, and found out the rich people in the neighborhood were devil worshippers, and the billionaires over the hill were devil worshippers, and the hot chick that picked me up when she was 17 and I was 13, she wanted me to be a devil worshipper, and devil worshipper, these people had private helicopter pads, you know, and 20-bedroom houses. These people are Luciferians. They think the devil's God. It's real. So whether the devil is real or not, they're manifesting it, and I'm not saying that's what I believe is going on, but to the atheist and people, I don't think they understand this is a satanic conspiracy.
So you got picked up by a hot chick, is that right? We're trying to convert you. I thought that was funny. Anyway, no, but listen, here, Alex, here's what's happening, and it's quite simplistic. However, it is very serious. Satan's plan is to do just the opposite. Starting at the genesis of this whole business of God and Satan, Almighty God's about truth, always has been, always will be. He's about creator. He is the creator. Satan's one source of power was to do something that God never did, and that was to lie. So we start there, and you recognize that Satan's plan is just the opposite of what God does, and it is extended into where we are at present. Now, of course, when death came in and all the problems that happened with Adam and Eve, this kingdom has been run pretty much by the power of Satan with what God's plan is, again, quite simplistic, but ultra and uber serious. God's plan is to rescue us from this kingdom that Satan has us in. Satan's kingdom is just the opposite of what Almighty God has done. God's about truth. Satan's about lies. So what we see now is a manifestation of Satan being able to overcome the power of the Word of God, the principles of God, creation itself, by creating his own world, if you will. And the best way to describe that is the New World Order, which erases out the biblical family, traditional, if you will, godly world order with a New World Order where people are very comfortable with just the opposite.
And it's not just there. They're coming out with all the fish that won't reproduce, plants that don't reproduce. They're remaking the whole world as artificial, so they rule it as God. It's exactly what the Bible said.
Exactly. That's exactly. So when you look at it from that point of view, it's easy to understand what's going on, but also very easy to deal with in terms of how to confront it. But in no wise should anyone think that there's not mighty power. And one of the things that's associated with this is wealth and political power. For instance, like Skull and Bones, or like, for instance, the Bush families and others.
Admitted devil worship. We'll be right back in 70 seconds with your phone calls. Pastor Manning's our guest. Infowars.com. Spread the word about the broadcast. You have the power, folks. Let's override the globalists.